The thing that made me choose La Trobe is that when I was in HSC, we came and visited La Trobe and did a tour. And I think at the time it was the first university that had a whole school of biological sciences. Mm-hmm. And that part of the tour was amazingly impressive to me. And the thing that sold me on it was a visit to the electron microscope room. And the person who was in there was taking electron micrographs of the nuclear membrane and show the photograph, and she gave me a photograph of this when I left the campus, and I still have it. Hmm. And it was just really exciting to me. It was clear that it was a place that was vibrant and had young academic staff that were top-notch. I think the best thing really was its size at the time. And that to me was really important because it impacted that sense of empowerment as a student and also that your voice would be heard if you had something to say, whether it was about your course or whatever, or in politics, that you would really be heard. I left when I finished my master's degree and I went to work in Brisbane at the Queensland Institute for Medical Research. No. Uh-huh. No, I had no clue. Uh-huh. I really knew that I wanted to do science, but I also really knew that I loved to teach. Now, what I do now is a combination of those things, but I had no clue that my path would end up anywhere like it has. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was thinking back, trying to think. There's so many things over that number of years that happened. I think really what has been really important for me is that I had two really magnificent female mentors at La Trobe. Jenny Graves, who was my honours supervisor, and Vilma Stanisic, who was my master's supervisor. Those two people together were really very strong role models. I think they both together showed me that you can really make big contributions in your professional life as well as have a rich personal life too. The people that that were in the microbiology department when I was doing my master's degree, the people with whom we had this very, very close-knit group, staff and graduate students, a number of those people I still have contact with. So, and in fact, I was just visited by Dr. David Rosa in Washington this past Christmas.